Also, Matt, you can talk, because you're pretty much like a loose GM here.
I don't even know what I'm GMing.
Improv.
Loose GM.
Improv.
I don't even know what I'm improvising.
I don't even know. We're going to go and we're basically just going to be like, hey, we're going to do this thing. And you'll be like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
So we have, some sort of guiding force. So it isn't a godless universe.
You're the one who's saying you're going to go do things. I am highly unnecessary here.
Just like the real guy.
Ooh.
Yes, I set up a clockwork universe. I put it in motion and then stood back and watched it. Was this the day that... Yeah, this is the day that Manny ended up getting a visit from Elder Dane.
No, I think this is the day after.
That was the day before. He got a visit from Elder Dane on Tuesday.
Okay, so yeah. So actually, then there's actually a package waiting for Manny downstairs.
That's gonna ruin the continuity, so I'm just going to pretend that it doesn't exist right now.
You could have resealed it. You could have just closed it and pretended that it didn't exist.
Then he wouldn't be surprised when he opened it the second time. Does he?
Yeah,
should I roll?
It's a vignette. You don't need to roll dice.
That's why we have you here. We have you here so we can ask you questions.
No, if you want to go do something, you can go do something. It's like a text RP, but with voice.
What if we decide that we're going to do something ridiculous?
I want to burn Frieda's down. Can I do that?
Exactly. Everyone want to do something ridiculous. That's all we need.
And this whole thing would just be non-canon because Frieda's burned down.
Matt gets to play Elder Dane.
But you wouldn't believe that's just me all the time. You wouldn't believe how many times in the text RP though I was tempted to say and then Scott picked up his jetpack and flew to the moon. It's like I could just type that. I can just do that.
That's the power of words.
Yep. The power of imagination.
We have you here, so if we want to do anything ridiculous, you can say, roll some fucking dice. We'll roll some fucking dice.
No, I'll just say no, because you're just spending a day out.
Well, okay,
why would
fine.
You... No.
You are the best man, Matt.
Sound so pissed off.
Now I just feel like you're trying to do, like, stupid shit just to... Just so that I have to be here.
No, Matt, we want you here.
Would that be so wrong?
Can we do something first before we... I'm sorry, I don't... What are you laughing about?
I just hit my hand into a drawer on my dresser.
Sounds terrible.
It was awesome. It was stupid.
Why did you do that?
Because I had a tissue, and I was grabbing a tissue from the box, and then I was trying to put my hand back on my keyboard, and it was aside. Is it really? I'd have to have diagrams to explain it properly. Basically, my hand was very close to an open dresser drawer.
Well, good job.
Yep.
Good job.
I am the goodest at jobs.
You are, but you're not the stevest of jobs.
There's only one who can be that, and also a dog.
What?
No, I need to get online and look for this picture.
Okay.
Here, let me. Common cemetery names.
I think that isn't that in the in the.
No, I don't think we actually have one.
I don't know if that was a place that's already been established.
We've never actually established a cemetery. I don't think. Let's see. See, what do we want to go with? I have about 300 to choose from here. A little bit more.
Jeez.
Here, let me just roll D percentile, and that'll be what it is. All right. In fact, I'll roll a D12 as the leading one, because some of these go up to, like, 150.
Jeez.
All right, so I rolled 127. And the most appropriate one would be Golden Gate Cemetery. It's because the other one's called Moscow. Okay.
So, Golden Gate Cemetery in Troy.
Yep. One second, real quick. I'm going to get a drink real quick. Anything, Amanda?
Nope.
Okay.
Truncate silence. It's going to have to take all this.
And back.
D- dun, dun, dun. No, that was cute. I'm glad they're friends. And she's just not, you know, a terrible, horrible bitch that completely plays with his friend's emotions anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad for that, too. I am curious if she now really does seem like a person to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to change that on a sheet.
Wait, what?
On Manny's character sheet, he only has one point in a relationship with Emma, and I said I explained it with mostly he never really saw her as that much of a person, so much as you know, Odin is with her.
Hmm.
And there's a point where he sold his soul to Odin.
Yeah,
kinda.
I remember that.
Yeah. No, I was wondering if he kind of sees that, you know, she really does feel bad about the stuff she did.
Yeah. They've got more in common than they originally realized.
It's true.
It's cute.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad we did it. Thanks for sticking around,
man. No problem. It's easy to sit here and do nothing.
was it fun to listen to, at least?
Yeah, I'm surprised how often the conversation went back to Scott.
They are dating.
It's a common ground between her and Manny. Scott is Manny's best friend, and Scott is Emma's boyfriend.
Yep.
One of his best friends.
Yes, as they established. No, so apparently they'll just go to they're going to go to the record store at some point and get George some CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm gonna end this.
Cool. Yep. Go for it.
Do it.
Also, Manny, your background noise is going crazier and crazier every time.
Hold on.
Well, now it's gone. I think it's because she muted.
Yep.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah, well, it's not as constant.
Okay.
It's more...
You still hear it?
It's more buzzing now than it is crunching, so yeah, it's a little better. It's easier to remove.
All right. Okay. All right. Sorry about that.